Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We do have a guest. So we will try to get to your phone calls if we can. And if we can't, well, then we apologize. But the phone number is 646-716-7978. And make sure you press the number 1. That way it gives me an icon, tells me that you want to talk. Now, remember, you do have if you have a story where you have been tyrannized in any way, and again, I don't care by who. It doesn't matter to me. It can be by anybody. Well, you got a story. You got to get it out there. Well, you get on Facebook, you type in the captain, it shows up news personality. You send me a little message, let me know that you've been tyrannized, you got to get your story out. You climb aboard, and it's that simple, that easy. Look, it's your voice. It's important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, tonight, if she does call in, my very special guest is Haley Booth. Now, going over her story today, I realized that I had her sister on here, who I do believe it was her sister. And I can't remember, and I'm trying to remember when it was. If it was before New Year's or after New Year's, I can't remember. But I do remember her. It was a while ago. But I do remember her. And we did briefly talk about her. So I'm glad that I hope she comes aboard, because I want to hear her story too. The whole family. This is the problem with CPS. Once they get one of you, any kind of children or offspring of any kind, okay, they're theirs. It's like, I thought we got rid of slavery. Don't we still have the 13th Amendment? Let me see. Let me grab my Constitution. All right, here it is. Where is it? Right here. Yep, right here it is. Slavery abolished. Amendment number 13. Ratified December 6th, 1865. Man, that's been around for what, 151 years? Well, that's how it is. And they get your family. Well, then any offspring that those kids have, you got 5 kids. Okay. Look at all the extra kids you get. That's what slave owners did. They got them. They got them to breed. Then those were their slaves. They bred, got more slaves, and so on and so on and so on. Don't tell me there's no slavery in this country. And it ain't the kind of slavery that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the rest of these jackwagons want to tell you. Because it ain't true. The new slavery is anybody. Your race doesn't matter. It could be anybody. The government. Whoever. It's all government. It's all people that are supposed to be, well, working for the community. Working for the people. Humanity. Where humanity? Where's the humanity? I don't see humanity. Nor do I civilized. I don't see anything civilized. I don't know where the civilization is. Somebody wants to call me up and tell me. Let me know. Give me the directions. We'll get on the bus. Forget about us. See if we can't find it. I'd like to see some of it. Well, I do hope that Haley does call in tonight. Now, this is directly from medicalkidnap.com. Now, I urge you to look that up. Medicalkidnap.com. All one word. There are a great bunch of people over there. Of course, my good friend Terry LaPointe. They write about these stories. They stand up for people. They fight for people. They're showing humanity. Right there. Medicalkidnap.com. Well, this comes directly from their article, and I did put the article in the chat room, and I screwed up and should have put it in the description, which I will edit that, and I will change that after the show. Haley Booth, a young Shelby County, Alabama mother. Now, Shelby County, Alabama. Alabama. Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. Oh, they're a mess. This county is just crooked. Everybody, Now, I know a lot of people, they don't like the way a lot of people live their life. Well, I don't like a lot of ways that people live their life. That's why I don't live it. And I worry about my life. I don't worry about somebody else's. And I think that's what's missing in our society. And we did talk about that last night, and I had to change it to rated R. So I apologize if there were any kids listening last night. But Rudy was a little upset. So I let him go. I do believe in freedom of speech. I mean, I do. And I believe people should have the right to speak it. Now, if I know who you are and I don't like you and I don't want to listen to anything you have to say, it's my right to tune you out. Just because you have freedom of speech doesn't mean that I have an obligation to listen to it. But Rudy is a friend of mine. He wanted to come on. He wanted to vent. Okay, fine. No questions asked. No problem. He said this, I think, on Saturday. Well, first day of the week, put him up on Monday. No questions asked. But I do it again for him. You know, a lot of people now, we got these trolls now that are trolling this program. I don't know why, but they are. I've had a butt full of them. I don't understand the problem. I don't understand why there's a need to do this in your life. Again, it all boils down to you got to start taking care of yourself. Stop worrying about everybody else. Why should you be worrying about everybody else? Or take care of yourself. But there is a growing need for taking children because there's a lot of money in it. Well, it's taxpayer money. And if every child is taken, there's not going to be enough tax dollars. This is what liberals, I mean, well, I don't mean to put this all on liberals. I mean, there's conservatives in there too. So-called Republicans. People. It's people doing it. But, I mean, it is a liberal mindset. They just, you know, they get an opportunity to take tax dollars I mean, they'll drain it dry. They don't care. It's not their money. Why should they worry about it? It's only taxpayer money. We run out, well, then just raise taxes. And blame it on the Republicans. Oh, they're bastards. Yeah, I tell you. That's why I like Donald Trump, because he's not a Washingtonian, if you will. He's not from Washington. He's not a politician, and that's exactly what the American people wanted. We've all been bitching about it for how many years? We need somebody else in there other than a politician, get a businessman in there. That's been around for a long time. Well, now we got it. And I'm not really buying into these poll numbers at all. His poll numbers, oh, everybody hates him. I don't buy that. The only people that hate him are you've got the left. That's it. And there's a lot of people on the left and normal Democrats, which is what voted for him. So I don't buy these numbers. And I never bought these numbers that Hillary was winning. I mean, that we all knew that was bogus. We all knew that was jack. We're like, first of all, Hillary does, one appearance every, 2.5 weeks? It's in front of a green screen. Donald Trump is out there like 3-4 times a day, every day, 7 days a week. And everywhere Donald goes, you've got crowds galore. Hillary, they had to green screen the crowds because she wasn't getting any. No one was showing up. Nobody wanted to see her. Nobody likes her. The media wants you to believe that everybody likes her. But nobody on the right likes her. And half the people on the left don't like her. She's not that well liked. Secret Service hates your guts. Nobody wants that detail. That's when you get in trouble. Oh, now you got to guard Hillary Clinton. What does she need a detail for? Oh my God, she's so special. Was she royal? See, that's what I don't like about these liberals. They think they're royalty. Being a president is not royalty. That was specifically Barack Obama, you being a constitutional scholar and all. Yeah. He's no constitutional scholar. He's a whack. I'd love to see his bar exam. I've said this a million times. I just know in my heart of hearts he failed it. But the only reason he passed it is because according to whatever college he went to, we don't even know that. Some say he went to Columbia, then others say, no, I never heard of him. I don't know nothing about no Barack Obama. Same with Harvard, but he was the Harvard Law Review president or editor. Well, I don't know what the hell, some kind of trinky dink. Who cares? Some kind of, come on. Class, come on. School newspaper president? Oh, wow. That gives you qualifications to become president? Get the hell out of here. And scholar and professor? Well, he was never a professor. He was a guest speaker. And everything that I've heard and read, I guess it appears that, he didn't show up a lot of the time. I don't know. Maybe he was drunk. Maybe he was too coked up and couldn't come. I don't know. Nobody knows anything about the guy. We got to make stuff up because we don't know anything. We don't know anything about these people. They all think that they're royalty. I mean, that's what I don't like about the Democratic Party. And that was the whole point when they were putting the Constitution together, that they would get rid of royalty. That's why they were a president. They didn't even know what to call the president. And finally, they just came out, well, who's just going to call you Mr. President? Because that's what you are. You're not a highness or a this-is or a that-is or whatever the hell, a duke. I don't understand any of that stuff. I still don't. A duke, this, a knight. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's higher, what's lower. I don't know what any of that stuff means. I mean, all that royalty, I never really got into it, even as a kid. I just thought it was all a bunch of who cares? I mean, I don't need all that. I mean, all that pomp and circumstance and all that kind of just mumbo jumbo, and you got to bow, hey, curtsy or whatever the hell you call it. I don't know. I love the Brits. They're funny people. Everybody loves the Brits. Come on. How could you not love a Brit? Come on. Come on. Come on, please. Well, I don't know where our guest is tonight. Uh-oh, I wrote the wrong number down. My fault. There she is right now. Okay. All right. Here it is. Uh-oh, I am sorry. It's my keyboard. I hate this stupid thing. I hate this damn thing. It's my fault. She couldn't dial in. So now she's going to be dialing in here pretty soon, and I'm going to have to apologize. And it is my fault, folks. Unbelievable. Well, this stupid keyboard, it's not my computer, actually. It's what I use. And these numbers, you push them. I mean, you basically beat them with a hammer, and they still don't go down. And I was writing it real quick. It's my fault. Oh. Unbelievable. All right. Hopefully she's calling in now, or pretty soon. Everybody's got it. So that's my fault. It's my keyboard. So hold on a minute here, folks. And we'll try to get the show underway here. Sometimes things happen. Run into a little storm. Speaking of storms, we were supposed to get Storm of the Century. 12 to 18 inches of snow. Well, we didn't get that, but we got every kind of winter weather you could possibly think of all in one day, and it's still at it. There's a solid sheet of ice out there now. Everything is ice. It was raining, snowing, raining and snowing. I guess you call it snain or rowing, whatever. Snowing and raining. Still at it. It's going to be at it all day tomorrow, too. I love it. I love storms. I love the winter. Well, I don't know where she's at here. Let me see. I'll write another note here. Well, sometimes that happens. I hate that when that happens. But what are you going to do? I can't do anything about it. I can blabber on all night, which I can, because a lot of things piss me off. And this is another story when she gets up here tonight. I mean, this is what I don't understand. Why people just, the people, so-called people that are in position of authority, position of power, position of any of that. And as soon as you give a human being any kind of power or authority, you know they just stretch it to the max. And for what? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Why do you need it? that makes you special. It doesn't make you special. These people don't see the human side of it, the human aspect of it. They think they're being humane. Oh, wow, we got to take them away from the parents. Oh, because the parents took away the TV because they were bad. They were naughty. Again, it boils down to just because you don't like the way people live their life, it doesn't mean that you have to destroy their life because it's not your way. That's right, it's not. What if they felt the same about you? Oh, because you live your life a certain way, now I'm going to destroy your life. How do you think you'd feel? Oh, that's different. That's you we're talking about now. Huh. Well, it looks like she's going to be calling in about 10. She's getting off work. About 10, 15 minutes. 10 minutes or so. So, we'll find out. Wish I'd have known she was going to be late. That would have been nice. But, you know, what are you going to do? Modern day technology. Speaking of modern day technology, I'm sick of it. I am so sick and tired of this social media. I mean, I think it's, again, technology. It's a wonderful tool, but it can also be used as a weapon. It's either a tool or a weapon. And I am so sick of people using social media as a weapon. We got to start fights with people. Somebody posts something on Facebook that you don't like, don't instigate a fight. There's no reason. Let it go, man. Scroll down and move on. I see crap all day long from my liberal friends. And I mean, I see some crap. I mean, junk. Just stupid, absolute junk. I scroll down. And I do catch myself. It's my fault. And I do sometimes I see something and I just got to smart off. And then I catch myself and go, you idiot. Now you're just drop out. And it's my fault. But very seldom. But sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes you just have enough, you know. But I think we all need to stop is what we need to do. We need to stop it. If we're going to be adults, let's be adults. Let's act like adults. Fake it till you make it. But it's time to start acting like adults. And having these cockamamie little pissing contests on stupid Facebook, which I do not get into. I just don't do it. I can't remember the last time I did it, but I did catch myself doing it. That's what I'm saying, you idiot. What are you doing? Stop. Even though, I mean, there are times where you would love to. But you just, it's a dumb idea. What do you win? You're not winning anything. You're certainly not going to change the hearts and minds of anybody, especially the person who sent the post. You're not going to change their mind. They're not going to go, oh, okay, well, you said that in the post. Okay, now I got to change my mind. I believe every word you say. That is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But that's what people think. You can't post anything anymore. Oh, my God. And then stop with the racism. Just because you're a Trump fan, you're not a racist. There's people that are just buying this. They're hearing it. That's all they hear. They turn on ABC or CNN or any of that crap. That's all that they hear. Racist. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Racist. Donald Trump. Racist. Racist. Homophobe. Homophobe. Misogynist. Hates women, hates, hater. That's all they freaking hear. So that's all they freaking say. I mean, that's all you hear. Hate. Well, I mean, look, I mean, if that's the only thing coming out of your mouth, obviously that's the only thing that's in your head. So, I don't know. Well, we do got a caller. Hold on, caller. We're waiting for our guest tonight. And she should be calling in here, I don't know, in another 5 minutes or so. She's on her way home, so we're looking forward to that. Well, but enough with this overreacting to everything. Not everything needs to be confrontational. And that was my point I was making last night. There's no need for it. What do you win? You're not going to win anything by starting a fight on Facebook. What, you're not going to win anything. And again, certainly you're not going to change the hearts and minds of anybody. All right, we do got a caller. I think I might know who this is, but I don't know. But I don't believe that it is our guest. It might be, but I got a different number. So let's find out who this is. So I'm just going to read the last four digits of your phone number. When I do, you're going to be on the air. So if the last four digits are 1014, you're on the air. Welcome aboard.
Hi, it's Haley.
Haley, okay, you gave me a different number of your last four digits.
I thought you said something else.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 not that number. No. No, okay, so, all right, that's fine. Now we got you. Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad that you finally made it, number one. And I'm going to this, and I remember having your sister on, and I'm trying to remember when that was. Gosh. It could have been like November or something. I can't remember, but we did briefly talk about you, and I think Terry had mentioned that she was going to cover your story, and I didn't put the two together until today. So I'm glad to finally meet you. So welcome aboard. All right, let's start at the beginning here now, Haley. I haven't told the audience anything about your story. So you were a foster child yourself, correct? I guess you were, what, 12 at the time?
Uh-huh, correct.
Okay. Now, when you went in, did you have any other brothers and sisters, and did they go with you, or were they put in other foster homes? Or?
No, my older sister went to a group home. My twin brother went to a group home. And my little brother and little sister went to a totally different foster home. So we were separated.
All you guys are separated. See, now that's, I never understood that. Why would you want to do that? Here these kids are. I mean, you know, most siblings are going to be close because they are, well, siblings. It's just nature. So they're going to, you know, naturally when they grow up. And now they're being taken apart from their parents. And then taken apart from themselves. This is what I was talking about earlier. These people don't see the human side of what they're doing. This is not humane. They don't see the human aspect of it. They don't see what the kids go through. They don't see who they affect. They just don't care. All they see is the dollar signs, and that's all that it is. So anyway, I don't mean to spout off. It's your story, but so. You were, I guess, you were 12 years old. Now, what were the reasons? I guess they were erroneous, too, were they not? Of why
they were
you went
what?
In? Erroneous, meaning they were, they weren't real.
Yeah.
Like the charges against your parents. Is that true? Okay.
Yes.
Why were they separated? How did that even come about? When was the first time you saw a social worker? When you were a kid? And what were they like to you? Were you scary?
The same day they took us from our grandparents, and they were mean. They put me in the back of an ambulance because I was crying because I didn't want to go.
Well, yeah. So, oh my gosh! I mean, so that was the first time. Why did they take you away?
Because
what was their reason?
My mom was on drugs, and our grandparents wouldn't let her see us, so she called DHR and made false allegations, and DHR even said that they have 21 non-indicated CAN reports, but they still took us.
Okay, so here you have your grandparents who seem, I would take it, responsible and saying, hey, Mama's on drugs. I'm going to take the kids. So they're going to be away from it. They're going to grow up right. They're going to grow up, you know, under a roof. They're going to be taken care of. That seems mm-hmm. like what your grandparents were doing. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so here they are. They take the responsibility of, well, what families do. And I kind of know a little bit of what that was, because when my father died when I was 5, my grandparents, you know, stepped in, and we were always around them. So, you know, family has to take care of family. And there's nothing wrong with grandparents taking care of their grandkids, because grandparents are experienced. They've already been through it, so they know, they're like experts. So, I mean, I just don't understand. This is what I just don't understand, how they can just simply take an allegation without any – did they come to the house like several times and investigate your grandparents? Did they investigate any of these allegations, and were any of these allegations found
to
be true?
They investigated it. No, they weren't found true. They investigated it, and then all my siblings were returned home except for me.
Now, why was that?
I'm not sure.
So all your brothers and sisters, they get to go home to your grandma, and you don't. So how long – so you were in there for the rest, I guess you're still in. How old are you now?
21. No, I got out in February 3rd, 2015.
Oh, okay. So you've been out for what, a couple of years? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent until you aged out. Now, do you have a relationship with your grandparents now, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And do you still get to see your brothers and sisters?
No, we don't talk. Just me and my twin brother.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh, that's a shame. Is that, well, so, and I take it you got married now, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier. Once you're in the system, all of your offspring, and I hate to use the word offspring, but I mean your children, they're part of the system too. And their children are going to be part of the system. Once you get into the system, your entire family from that moment on, any child you have is going to be a part of their system. And that's what I was talking about earlier. Right, you know, you talk about slavery. That's exactly what it is. And the slave masters, when their slaves had children, well, those became their slaves. And that's exactly what this is. So now explain to me now, you had, let's go back. You were in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it you had a couple of children when you were in foster care. And you were taking care of them, were you not? You were correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, tell us about a little bit about that, and how was it as a mother, a young mother, to grow up in foster care while raising children of your own? How is that? I mean, I'm sure it's got its difficulties, right? Explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was 16 in the 10th grade, and I had 2 children. But my foster mom, she was the only, well, she was the second foster home that was really good to me. My first one was good, and then she was my last one, and she was really good. But it was still hard because when she helped me, DHR made it look like, oh, I was a bad mom because I wasn't taking care of my children. But I was in high school, going to school at the same time. I couldn't drop out of high school just to take care of them. I had to get an education.
So who took care of your kids then when you were in foster care?
I took care of them when I got home from school, but they went to daycare.
Oh,
but like
okay.
If I had a school event, like say a prom or something like that, and I wanted to go to, I couldn't go because DHR said that was being a bad mom.
Really? Wow. You know, I was in high school, and now this is many years ago. And this was in 1982. And we had a class where young girls who were pregnant, got pregnant at a young age and had a child and still wanted to complete high school. Well, we had a program in our high school where they all went, and we had one of the girls that was in my class, and she was a cool girl. And we had to do a demonstration one time. Well, she picked me. The whole thing was you had to teach somebody something that you knew that somebody else didn't know. So she brought her baby in, and so they had like a nursery set up. So all the girls would, you know, have a period or two where they would go learn how to be, you know, mothers, you know, and they would nurse all the kids. And then they would still go to their classes and they graduated. It was, I don't understand why they still don't do it. It was a great program. And the girl picked me to demonstrate how to change a diaper. I didn't know she was going to do that on me. She goes, yeah, I just had a baby, and I didn't know what she was going to do. You know, so she picks me, and I had to change a diaper. So it was pretty cool. But, I mean, this is what's missing anymore. See, that was humane. That was like, you know, it wasn't giving somebody a handout. It was just giving somebody an opportunity where if they wanted it, they had an opportunity to earn it. They don't do that anymore. They just take it away from you, and they give you whatever they feel that you need. And that, I find, is – that's wrong in our society today. But this is where we are. So, now, you aged out of a foster care.
No, I didn't age out. I had to get emancipated. I had to emancipate my own self because they wanted to keep me in until I turned 21.
See, now, I don't understand. 21 years old. Well, what if you wanted to join, let's just say you were in foster care and you had a baby. What if you wanted to join the military? There's a lot of single mothers that can join the military.
Yeah, I had to get someone to adopt them. I try to go that route.
Oh, now, see, now that is...
Or give them to a family member.
See, now that right there, they're taking everything away from you. You don't have any rights. You are going to be whatever they want you to be. You can never get out. Now, you've had how many children have you had? And they've taken all of them, right?
Yeah.
Explain all that. How did that happen? And give some of the circumstances in that.
Well, my foster mom passed away 1 month after I graduated high school. And then they put us in this other foster home and she passed away. But the lady was mistreating my son because my son wouldn't call her grandma, but he didn't know her. And the lady was actually my husband's foster mom. So, my son is not my husband's biological child, just both of my daughters are.
Right.
So she was mistreating my son, and she kept popping my son. And I told her not to put her hand on my son because that's not her child. And then it got to the point where I would give my children baths. I mean, they're 1 and 2, so I put them in the same bathtub. And it got to the point one time where she had came and got my daughter out of the bathtub and said, come on, Kamaya, we're going to go in your bathtub. Well, Kamaya doesn't have her own special bathtub. By her bathtub, she meant going to put it in her bathtub, the foster mom's bathtub, and bathe her. Then it got to a point where she had my son, which is older than my daughter by 13 months. She put my son in a crib and had my daughter in a bed. So anyways, when I had said something to her about it, she told me to get my white ass out of her house. So she kicked me out, and then she called DHR and said, I abandoned my children. I ran away. So that's how DHR came and got my children.
So, I mean, and you obviously, I mean, you don't have the resources to get a real attorney. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. I know we all have free counsel, but the court-appointed attorneys work for the court. They don't work for you. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And again, they don't see the humane aspect of it, the human element of it all. And your grandparents are perfect parents. Now, when you were living with your grandparents, what was that like? I mean, it was... were you happy living there?
Yeah, it was
fun. You had
fun.
Food,
yeah.
Clothing, and fun,
yeah.
And you got all your brothers and sisters, and everything is fine, and then all of a sudden, one day out of nowhere.
DHR shows up to the school and gets my siblings, and then came and got me. So they came to the school.
Came to the school?
Yes.
See, now that right there. And they do that on purpose because they know that they don't have to deal with a confrontation with the, which I think should be illegal. Coming into a school, they're going to take your children. I'm sorry, but you should not be taken out of a school. That's got to be scary for the kid. He doesn't know these people being taken out of his classroom. He doesn't know these people. But that's got to be just absolutely. What was that like? You must have just been scared out of your wits, right?
Yeah, I was crying.
That's right. They had to put you in an ambulance. Cause, wow.
Well, they took all my siblings from a school, but they had came to school and talked to me. And then I thought everything was fine. And then they showed up at my grandparents' house when I got home from school.
Wow.
And then when DHR took my two older children, they placed them in a foster home, and they were molested and abused. And every visit, my son would tell me, and I would go tell the social worker, there's like, he's three. He doesn't know what he's talking about. That's what they would tell me.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure. So do you get visits from your children still?
No, I haven't seen them in a year. But I call and see my new baby.
So now you got the your newest one. Now that's with your husband right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you guys, you have an apartment. You both got jobs. You're paying your bills. And all that. Everything is everything, right?
Right.
Okay. And now when they took your baby, were you guys married then, or you got married afterwards?
No.
Right. Okay.
We got married a few days after.
But you still had means of supporting your child, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So now.
But they came to the hospital and they took her, and she was like maybe a day old. And when I questioned them why they was taking her, they said, well, we already have your other two. Then that's what they said. Your rights have been terminated to your other two.
So you can't see your other two, your two oldest children at all, can you?
No.
Can you?
Mm-mm.
You don't even have a clue where they might be. Now, did they put some kind of order if you try to contact them, you're going to get like thrown in jail or whatever?
No, not that I know of. I mean, I communicate with the foster mom through email, but that's about it.
I mean, this is just. I mean, I just don't understand how...
My son is about to be in kindergarten in August, and I can't even go. I can't even meet his teacher. I can't even walk into the classroom.
And it all started because that it was your mother who made the anonymous, so-called anonymous call to CPS?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, if they investigated... They should have found out that the charges were unfounded and called it a day. Well,
when they took my new baby, they even said that they had 21 non-indicated CAN reports about my grandparents, and our mother made them. That's what they said.
Yeah, I know.
And then
my
grandparents filed custody to get my new baby, they said my grandparents are an option. Then I asked why. They said because DHR doesn't like them. That's what I was told. And then it's been 10 months ago. I haven't even seen I seen her, but it's been 10 months ago. They haven't even given her back. I went to court Friday. The only option I was given is if you let Aviana get adopted with your older two children, Hayden and Kamaya, because they're all three in the same home, that we'll drop all the child support and that any future children you have, we won't take. That's what DHR offered me Friday, this past Friday.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, they're over here bargaining with your children. I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about. They don't see the human aspect of it. They don't
That's
see
what I
say.
So I'm not good enough to take care of my older two or my new baby, but if I had a baby tomorrow, I'd be good enough to take care of that baby. That doesn't make any sense.
I know, exactly, and I've made that point several times. Like, if they take only one child, or they take two children and they only give one back. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. If they're such an unfit parent, they shouldn't be able to have, you know, any of them. But, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If you can have one, you can have two. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't understand these people. I really don't. And I got to apologize. I pushed the wrong button tonight when I was scheduling the show.
It's okay.
And we're going to be cut out in about 12 minutes. But in any event, I'm glad that we finally met. Finally, we got you hooked on here. We're still in a crazy storm here. I don't know what it's doing. It snows, it rains, and then it freezes, then freezing rain. It's crazy, but I love it. I love storms, but I digress a lot. I apologize. But
okay.
That whole county. Now, Terry LaPointe, she's a great reporter, and you know her.
Mm-hmm.
That whole county, it seems, is like that. Do you notice that? I mean,
yeah.
Or is it just me? I mean,
no.
Okay. So, you were in the hospital. They take your baby away from you.
Yeah.
How often do you get to see your newborn? How old is she? Is it she or he?
She's 10 months, and up until Friday, I was seeing her Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays for 2 hours each visit. Now, since we went to court Friday, they cut it down to once a week, every Monday, for 2 hours, all because I gave Aviana milk. Like, milk means you would drink. That's their excuse.
I'm having trouble seeing the problem with that. 10 months old and drinking milk.
But I didn't give her a lot of milk. I had poured it in the oatmeal because I was feeding her oatmeal, and the oatmeal was too hot. So.
Okay. Well, I don't understand the. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand the offense here. I just can't see how that is a. So what? Parents give their kids milk. So what?
And she's
still
alive. She ain't hurt. Then nothing happened, and it's my baby, so I don't understand what's the problem.
Did she give an explanation as to why this milk was so poisonous to give to a
10-month-old
child?
No, when court was over, DHR attorney's like, and oh, yeah, visitation will go back to DHR every Monday for 2 hours because you gave her milk.
Well, what did they want you to give her? Beer?
Formula, but she does not drink. She will not drink the baby formula.
See, now this is what they want. This is another thing. They want, a lot of times, they won't even let the mother breastfeed, which is the most healthiest of it all. But they want the children only to have this government-produced formula. I don't know. I guess they're getting kickbacks. The more formula that they force down these children, I mean, again, they're just not seeing the human aspect of it. It's like that is the mother's child. It's not theirs. Let the mother raise their own children. I mean, women have been raising children since human beings have been human beings. We've been doing this for, you know, several thousand years now. You know, women know how to do it. They got it down pat. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't understand this. I really don't. I don't know how you people that suffer through this. I mean, I just don't know how you do it. I mean, I would be beside myself. I really would. I mean, I don't know. Nobody really knows unless you've been through it. But at 12 years old, I mean, that must have been the scariest time in your life, wasn't it? Must have just been horrible. And you know, so you must have been confused and not knowing what. I mean, I can only imagine, but I do want to thank you, Haley, for coming on here, because I know it's hard to talk about this stuff, and I'm just glad we finally met. I'm glad you got a hold of Terry. Terry's a fighter. She likes to fight for people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing about her that I really like and respect about her. And she brings me a lot of people who want to get their story out. And so I am just glad that we had the opportunity, even though it was a little short, but that's all right. We got your story out there, and it's an archive. So, but you keep fighting. And again, you know how to get a hold of me. Now, is there something you'd like to say? We got about 3 or 4 minutes left, but is there something that you'd like to say, I guess, to anybody, if you got the opportunity? Is there anything else you'd like to offer here tonight?
No, sir.
Pretty much that at all. So,
yes, sir.
Well, now your husband, he's very supportive.
Yes,
of you guys are all working together, and that's good. That's good. And you know, a lot of people, they don't understand, but fathers are parents too. And they treat fathers like crap. They treat mothers like crap. They
yeah, my husband never
like
even got he never even got a chance to be in our first daughter life because she was always in foster care. He was in foster care. I was in foster care. So he only got to see her every weekend, every other weekend when he could or when they allowed him to. But they still terminated his rights.
Wow. I mean, I just don't understand how, why people got to meddle in other people's affairs. It's all about control. It's all about power. They want the control. They want the power over people. For what reason? I mean, I can't figure it out. Me, I say let people live, man. If I don't like the way you live your life, okay. I don't live it. I mean, you know what I mean? Just because...
Mm-hmm.
Just because I live my life my way doesn't mean that everybody else must live it that way. And that's what they, you know, that's what they think. And, you know, you're easy prey because you've already been in the system. And once you're in the system, you're in there for life. And this is what I find just absolutely, I mean, you talk about deplorable. That is deplorable. I mean, that is not civilized behavior. You know what I mean? I mean, they're using you. You are their property. That's not humanity. So, I mean, again, I apologize. We didn't get longer to talk about more stuff. And, of course, I never shut up, so I apologize for that. It pisses me off. And, you know, I mean, I can't help it. But anyway, I want to thank you, Haley, again. For coming on board here tonight, and I really look and pray for you and your husband, all three of your children. Hopefully someday something can happen and you guys can all all reunite, because family is where it's at, you know, and that's all I can say. But again, I'll give you the last few seconds, Haley, and then we're going to be cut off here.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. And again, if you need something, you can't get a hold of me, get a hold of Terry. She can get a hold of me. But you hang tough. God bless you, girl. And good luck. And if, again, if there's anything I can do to help you out, please let me know. Okay, folks, that's about it. It's my fault. I pushed the wrong button here tonight, but we'll make sure we don't tomorrow night. And we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.